And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. Continuing at the Hilliard University Art Museum, a collection of works by sculptor, printmaker, and woodcarver John Buck called C'est Magnifique. That's on display in Gallery A. In Gallery B, contemporary folk art from the permanent collection. The Friends of the Humanities here at UL Lafayette are offering a books and film course featuring New Orleans in fiction and film. The course will run Wednesdays, February 20th through March 20th, and will be taught by Dr. Mary Ann Wilson. For more information or to register for the course, you can call the English department here at UL Lafayette. UL Lafayette's Cajun Code Fest 2.0 will address healthcare solutions. They are seeking innovative thinkers to take part in Cajun Code Fest now. It will take place April 24th through the 26th. For information and registering, you can visit CajunCodeFest.org or call 482-0627. And we'll be speaking with someone from Cajun Code Fest next week about the fest and how you can get involved. They are with the Center for Business and Information Technologies here at UL Lafayette. You can also register now for the 6th Annual Women's Conference that is being co-sponsored by UL Lafayette and SLCC. The 6th Annual Women's Conference will be held Tuesday, March 12th at the Cajun Dome Convention Center. You can register or find out more about it at www.southlouisiana.edu. The Arc of Acadiana has started its annual bead drive. It will run through March 20th, so if you caught a lot of beads and not sure what to do with them, you can give them to the Arc of Acadiana. They will detangle, recycle, and resell. All of this will be done by their clients. For drop-off locations, their website is arcofacadiana.org. The Acadiana Center for the Arts presents the Koresh Dance Company February 14th and 15th. They will be in the ACA's theater. There is a local dancer, Alex Viator, who is performing with the Koresh Dance Company. She has been with them since 2007. Tickets are available by calling the ACA or going to their website. The Wanderlust Theater Company presents You've Got Hate Mail, opening tomorrow evening, Valentine's Day, at Theater 810. Wanderlust Theater Company will run the play through February 23rd, and they'll have a special. You get a dollar off of your ticket price if you bring a Dear John or Dear Jane letter that you wish you had written, and that will get you a little discount off of the ticket price. Otherwise, you can get your tickets online at hatemail.eventbrite.com or call Theater 810. Tomorrow evening in Grand Coteau, there will be a poetry reading by Diane Moore and Brad Richard. Afterwards, there will be an open mic session, and all are invited to bring their poems, whether they have to do with Valentine's Day or not. That's tomorrow, 7 to 9, in Grand Coteau at Casa Azul Gifts. This Saturday, February 16th, there will be a special reading by Camille Martin and Matthew Hoffrenix. Camille Martin grew up in Lafayette, Louisiana, and now teaches in Toronto, and she will be reading from some of her new work. Matthew Hoffrenix is a fiction writer from Denton, Texas. That will be downtown Lafayette, 7 to 9 p.m., so if you're headed down there for Second Saturday Art Walk, you can join Voices in Winter, readings by Camille Martin and Matthew Hoffrenix, 7 to 9 at Carpe Diem downtown. A one-man show will take place at Cité des Arts called Edwin Edwards Live, a one-man show about the life and times of the Louisiana governor. That will be Saturday, February 16th, for one night only. And February Art Walk is this Saturday, February 16th, downtown Lafayette from 6 to 9 p.m. In the main gallery of the ACA, John Hathorne, a retrospective. That exhibit will be up through April 13th, a retrospective of his work. He has been at UL Lafayette since for over 30 years, and it is a retrospective of his work over those 30 years. Quite a number of other exhibits up and down Jefferson Street. That's 6 to 9, Second Saturday Art Walk. Lafayette Concert Band will perform on Sunday, February 17th, performance called Dance Rhythms. That's at 3:30 on Sunday in Lafayette at the East Bayou Baptist Church. The Pandemonium Theater Group will audition for Little Mermaid Tuesday, February 19th at 6:30 and or February 21st at 6:30 at the Crowley Art Gallery on North Parkerson Avenue. The play will be performed in June at the Grand Opera House. On Tuesday, February 19th in Grand Coteau, a documentary film called Xavier, Missionary and Saint will be shown. The film was written by Jesuit Jeff Johnson and narrated by Liam Neeson. That's free and open to everyone. Afterwards, there will be a Skype with the writer, Jeff Johnson. For more information, you can contact Casa Azul. The League of Women Voters will have a public meeting next week on February 20th. The program is an information session on local water issues at 1100 Bertrand Drive. It starts at noon on the 20th. And artist Doris Bitar will be in Lafayette on the 20th and 21st next week. She is a guest artist at UL Lafayette and will be giving talks on calligraphy and also architectural patterns that she is known for. We'll be speaking with her next week. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, please stop by our website, krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button and downloading a weekly schedule. You can also podcast many of our locally produced programs. Just search for your favorite program, and you can listen to archived shows there or download them for listening to later on. And of course, you can always support KRVS easily and securely at our site. Click on the Pledge Now or Support button. Stay tuned to KRVS this afternoon and evening. We're with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 until 6. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. At 7 o'clock, we join Jazz Inspired. At 8, Mr. Bob Gushereau's The Music of Yesteryears. Lee Kleinpeter's Big Band Swings at 9, Selected Shorts at 10, and Music from the Hearts of Space at 11. In just a moment, we join NPR's All Things Considered.